This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Cortez Island's regional director, Mark Vanesh, was meeting with Northern Ireland Representative MLA Michelle Babchuk on Cortez Island on May 18th, and it gave CKTZ an opportunity to sit down with the MLA and regional director and discuss some of the pressing issues here on Cortez.
This is part one of that roundtable conversation, covering the main topic of housing and a new short-term rental tax that Mark Vanesh was able to establish here on Cortez beginning on July 1st of this year.
Most people know who I am. I'm Mark Vanesh, the regional director for Cortez. I'm 6 months into the job. My role is to sit on the Strathcona Regional District Board and represent the interests of Cortez Island. And that a lot of that sort of power is around zoning and land use and the different services that the regional district is connected to on Cortez.
Thank you, and thanks for inviting me here today. Like you said, my name is Michelle Babchuk. I'm the MLA for North Island. Currently, my duties are, like I said, the MLA. I'm the Deputy Government Whip. I'm also the Premier's Liaison for Connectivity and Cellular, and I sit on the Environmental and Land Use Committee. So I want to thank you for having me here today. And I'm here with my legislative intern, Jenna, and we are talking about some of the things that are important to Cortez Islanders around housing, around the environment, around making sure that your community is transportation safe and multimodal, electrification issues, ferry issues. I think I've heard it just about all today, Mark.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot. It's interesting. We sat down with walked around with the Cortez Housing Society and looked at Rainbow Ridge development and had a look at the maps and talked about the progress that has been made and still needs to be made. And we sat down with the Friends of Cortez Island, FOCI, and at both of those meetings, we talked about the issues that those organizations were directly related to, but obviously getting into all the issues that people care about. And Cortez is definitely a place of passion and involvement. And one of the nice things about Cortez, I think, is people really care and want to see progress happen.
Yeah, and I'm really happy to be here as the MLA. I think I haven't been here for about just a little bit over a year, but I come out of the school district where I started in 2005, was the chair of the school district, and then moved on to municipal politics in 2014, was appointed to the regional district in 2014 and became the vice chair and then ultimately the chair of that in around 2015. It's nice for me to be here in a different capacity and hopefully we can move some of the initiatives forward at the provincial level.
Exciting. Yeah. So would love to start with the initiative that you both, I think, took part in making happen with the short-term rental tax. Mark, do you want to start by just briefly explaining what that is?
Sure. When I started thinking about getting involved with politics, the number one issue that I heard from people was housing, and that we have to make progress on housing, whether you're a business owner or you're somebody, a young person on the island or a family. Everyone knows someone who's struggling with housing. Everyone's aware of the crisis that we're facing. And I went into politics, let's get some things done. In my very first meeting, which was designed for doing your inauguration and swearing in, I managed to get unanimous support from the regional district board to support an application, which was a tax the provincial government had set up, traditionally used for tourism advertising, had recently shifted to being able to include housing. We got that support at the board level and the application went to the province. And we just got the good news a couple of weeks ago that the province approved the application and also had to amend their legislation so that the tax could be used 100% for housing. And one of the, I think, really exciting things about this is Cortez Island is the first community in all the province to use this tax entirely for housing.
Yeah, it's extremely exciting. A fantastic initiative. Cortez is not exclusive for housing issues, especially in BC right now, but the idea that they're moving forward in really inventive ways that is challenging the province to be able to look at using some of those tools in a different way is absolutely fantastic. And fantastic. I tip my hat to you, sir. That doesn't always happen.
I think one of the things about being in politics is like there's local politics, there's provincial politics, there's federal politics, and the more that we can have a relationship and that we can talk about and be on the same page, at least understand each other what we want to get done, we're going to be more effective. I think that's a really good point when you're talking about diversity of solutions.
Yeah.
So yes, Rainbow Ridge, that's part of the solution. Let's get some community-owned rental housing built, but let's also look at are there zoning changes that we can make that are going to make it easier for the private sector to bring on housing more on board? Mm-hmm. Is there things that we can do to pressure homeowners or incentivize homeowners to free up their empty homes to provide more rental opportunities? Are there structures that we can set up so that we can look at affordable home and land ownership, which I think we talk about rentals a lot, but I think part of the solution also is certainly from the regional district side is looking at ways that we can play a role in development that puts land into the hands of young people and families in an affordable way.
Yes. We often don't look at that in our rural and remote communities, but a huge portion of the cost of a home these days to own is the cost of the land. And if you're looking into rural and remote communities where you have the ability to get that piece of property for, you know, a lot less than what you're looking at in Campbell River or Nanaimo or Vancouver or Victoria, then, you know, that does offer an opportunity as well. So the cost of building over here is a lot more, but we still have the ability to take a look at that. I'm just going to give one organization a bit of a plug here that I've worked with in Campbell River that is absolutely stellar, and they go into affordable home ownership, and that's a not-for-profit organization called Habitat for Humanity. And they have been able to take people with their holding of their mortgage and all that and put them into home ownership to get them actually into the market, which is something that young people have a really hard time being able to accomplish today.
If we have these places with facilities set up for tiny homes, that is a form of helping empower youth to launch. Because right now, just as a 35-year-old, and here in Cortez, we are rural and we have farms, and there's actually a lot of young people that would really love to be farming. And it's almost comedic to consider the idea of being able to buy a farm and own a farm and be a farmer one day. Young Agrarians is an amazing one of a couple of different organizations that can help that. But what can be done in the broader level to making it easier to both house farmers that want to take on? A couple of things have happened in recent years around this. It's become a little bit easier to house like woofers on agricultural land, but still we're just looking at some really large farms that would love to maybe split up their farms into smaller farms for more equitable opportunities for young farmers. People could take 10 acres instead of 100.
Yeah.
Things like that in the works?
I think from local perspective, when I think of farming in Cortez, there's a lot of people producing vegetables and a lot of people doing the farming in very small areas. And you can do a lot with a quarter acre, a half acre. I think it's a new age of farming. I was on the board for the Linnea Farm Society for a long time. And as far as housing, there's a lot of potential on Linnea for more housing. And they've just renovated a new house and have brought in two new families onto the farm. So I know that's a priority as to how to, the farms that we already have, I'm thinking Blue Jay Lake, I'm thinking Linnea Farm, how do those places make it a place that young people can invest their time into and build a life into? And I'm really excited about what's happening at Linnea right now. And I'm also, Blue Jay Lake is like a kind of an anomaly of a model where you've got 12 folks living there. They're farming, some of them have businesses on the farm, and it's a really great way at looking at as a cooperative endeavor. And on Cortez, I grew up on a farm and I get it. I love it. It's the heart, the work values, the connection to land and food. And to think about farming as like a communal thing and having it rather than just Lonnie Taylor having her farm, it's the Lonnie being part of the larger group of people that are doing the farming. I think it spreads the work and makes it more of a ways where people can pool their resources. And I think when it's as far as accessibility goes, that's one of the things we're going to have to look at is like, how can people work together, housing, cooperatives, land trusts, farming, people coming together and doing things together. So I'd like to see more of that happen. Your question about zoning and stuff, I don't know if you have the answer to that, but I'd love to hear what you think, Michelle.
From a higher sort of governance piece, one of the things that we're taking a look at is making sure that we protect that ALR or agricultural land so that we have it in the future. We've seen a lot of it as we become more dense and we're trying to put up all this housing, lose that opportunity to actually keep that land. So when we're trying to make sure that we are trying to fulfill some of our higher goals at the provincial level of government around food security, and we saw how important that was during the last few years with COVID, and to be able to reduce our GHG emissions by making sure that it's within the closest area that we can do it. We're not bringing in bell peppers from Chile and whatnot. Regional district would have to give their nod to that and say, yeah, we would like to look at that piece of property, and then it would go to the Agricultural Land Commission to make sure that it was still viable and that we weren't actually losing the ability to farm those lands.
Michelle Babchuk also noted that she didn't realize that there was as much of an issue here on Cortez in regards to housing as what she had been told during her meetings while visiting the island. Stay tuned for part two of this roundtable conversation, where Michelle Babchuk and Mark Vanesh will continue the conversation around solving local issues on Cortez, specifically in the mental health sector.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.